Crossover Show on Honor of Gaming Radio.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel's show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do.
I'm
just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 10th of May, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of fine armor, the baker of cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkman Jenna!
Hailing greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, don't bother trying to log into the in-game chat channel because the games are still down. You can go to onlinegamingradio.com. Go up to the top of the page and click Chat Live. We're here on the Online Gaming Radio live chat channel. We're here with a bunch of people. And, yeah. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkwin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkwin?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, because you're starting to say you've got withdrawals.
Yeah. Well, we are getting a bit of Norathian withdrawals here. Getting a little bit of the shakes.
Well, I said at least a week, didn't I?
Yeah, well, it's been a week now. Of course, if you're playing games on the Sony, on the PlayStation Network, it's been two now. But
it would be three.
Oh, three now, that's right. Yeah. So, things are still down, but, you know, I still stick by what I said last week. I'd rather the game be down for a little while longer and make sure those security fixes are in place rather than, you know, just whipping through it. Okay, you guys can log in and play now. Oh, my God, your information's all been stolen now. You know, that kind of thing.
I'm just curious if everyone at SOE is missing the players. I mean, is there kind of ghostly sounds coming from the servers because they're empty?
Well, I don't know. Trust me, I think the support, the people who answer the phones, I'm sure they're getting more than enough attention right now.
From what?
How long are you going to be down? What was taken? Do they know the name of my cat?
You know, that kind of thing, you know.
You think people just call the support staff to say, hi, we're just calling to see how you guys
fuck
are.
Fuck you!
Yeah. We're bored.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're getting hundreds and thousands of calls a day.
Oh, no.
At least hundreds of calls a day bitching and complaining.
Why?
Because the games aren't up.
Yeah, but what is bitching and complaining going to do?
Exactly. It's not going to do a damn thing. Because, you know, at this point, it's not Sony keeping it down. The U.S. government has stepped in, from what I understand, or the FBI or whatever, to make sure that, you know, make sure things are secure before they go back online. So, you know, but, you know, they got to do this responsibly. They got to make sure that things are secure before they come up. And yes, people will call just a bitch.
See, now you're ruining my whole picture of the SOE offices being quiet. All our workers down there are going, you know, I'm having player withdrawals.
No, what you're really picturing is everyone in some sort of development nirvana where they're going to fix everything. Boy, we have so much time in our hands. Let's go ahead and just fix everything. Let's give everyone wings and make sure we can fly in all the cities. No, it's going on business as usual, folks, with the exception of the people who answer the phones who are really thinking about buying a gun at this point.
Now you're taking it too far.
Yeah, and to answer Eshia's question, yes, that is the background music for Age of Conan that I'm playing, because that's what I'm playing.
He caved in for boobies.
Well, you know, it was either Lord of the Rings Online or Age of Conan. Both he can play for free. And boobies. The boobies won out. I'm sorry, boobies ran out. Won out. So, yeah.
So he's got a little barbarian chick that he takes the top off and sits and looks at.
No, I do not.
You did too.
I showed you what her boobs look like. Hey, hon, look at boobs. And you looked and you laughed.
Yeah, how come EverQuest can't do it?
Because they want to keep their PG-13 rating. So I still don't understand why they can't get rid of the grunderwear and
bikinis.
Go for a bikini.
Okay.
A bikini and a loincloth for the men. I don't see anything wrong with that. That still most certainly fits in with the PG-13 rating. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I don't expect them to go to boobies anytime.
Well, if the guys end up with loincloths, they have to come in three sizes.
Well, of course.
The first size is okay. The next one is hello. And the third one is, oh my god!
Yep. So the first one would be gnome, the second one would be human, and the third would be Jethel.
you know what my motto is, right?
What's that?
I never judge a man until I see the length of his loincloth.
There you go.
So.
So anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go try Rift for a few days. You can get it for free to play.
Yeah, you can play for like a free week or something like that. But, you know, like I told you, you know, you asked me this afternoon to start downloading it. That's a 20-hour download for us.
Well,
I know it's not 20 hours for everyone, so don't start going in the chat channel, well, it only took me 10 hours. No, we have crappy DSL. We're out in the middle of nowhere. I swear we're just a step above dial-up at some points.
Oh, please.
I'm surprised Netflix works. But, yeah, It's like a 22-hour download. I started downloading it last week, and then I saw, God, 23, oh, shit, I don't think I want to, you know, I browsed, and of course, if you're doing anything online, it takes even longer.
All right, we'll
so net So go. Netflix, browsing your email, anything will really jack up that time. So I've been, you know, so I looked around, all right, let's try downloading Lord of the Rings online. Boom. 18 hours, all right? What about Conan? And Conan has boobies. 12 hours. Well, that's better than 20. So I tortured myself with late-night TV instead of Netflix.
I already got somebody that's going to send a friend me. That's Kiara. She needed a minion.
Minion. So you're going to Rift just to be her minion. Is that
it? No, well, I warned her. I'm going on. They're Guardians, and I like the darker side on that game. I don't know why. She's all cute, and the dark side, to me, is sexier, so...
Right, well, it's the difference between a high elf and a dark elf, really, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Or the difference between, you know, Lord of the Rings Online and Age of Conan. You can be, you know, cute, or regal, or whatever, or you can be just dead sexy, baby! Anyway, but... Yeah, Guardian is a faction. They're, you know, it's not a matter of good and evil, really, but it's just lawful and chaotic, basically. They're both on the same side, technically.
Technically.
They're both against the rift or whatever the fuck it is. They're both against the things coming from the other side of the rifts. But the Guardians are lawful good, and what's the other side
I
called?
I can't think of the other side.
Defiance.
Defiance?
Defiance.
Well, the Defiance, if you go
to
the storyline, it's like you find out that because the Guardians and their narrow-mindedness helped cause the rift because they wouldn't listen to the Defiant people, if I remember right.
Mm.
It was
something like that.
Yeah, so it was like,
sounds...
wow. Defiance is more of how we roll. We, you know, whatever it takes to get the job done, we do it.
Right.
So it's on the gray area, walking in the shadow type thing, you know, on the edge. And they use science and magic together, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So
what have you been doing in your downtime?
Well, watching lots of TV with you.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Movies. Been playing Guardians of Time, Farmville, and Frontierville. That's it. I've limited myself.
There was
of course, I can't play Dungeon Overlord because that's an SOE game now.
Oh, that's right. That's down too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
Because it's tied in. It's tied in with the station cache, and they had to shut it down.
Right.
Which I really feel bad for Night Owl Games. Boy, what are they doing?
Well, not their fault, but they're certainly getting the repercussions from it. Nah, I tried the Pawn Star game, MiaPawnStar.com.
Yeah, Eric tried it too, and they reset it.
There was a bug this morning. They fixed it, and they have instructions on how to reclaim your level and any lost items. Apparently they have a manual rollback or something like that.
I don't know, but Eric's got tired of playing it because of that. And
yeah, I mean, I played it for a little while. You know, you're giving a starting budget. And the thing is that I'm finding is the higher level you are, the more expensive items are that you have to buy. But if you didn't really do good in the first few levels and got yourself a lot of money, you have no money to work with.
Oops.
So everyone's coming in, oh yeah, this thing's worth, you know, $40,000, and you have the option of asking an expert, just like in the TV show. But the expert costs money too. And the expert says, oh yeah, this is worth $40,000, all right. And then you look at your balance and you have, you know, $150. Well, I guess I can't fucking buy that, huh?
No.
Anyway.
No, it seems like everybody's kind of going to their backup games,
mm-hmm.
games they played before or tried.
Yeah.
Just for something to do.
I mean, I'm not even really playing Age of Conan anymore. I mean, I'm up to level 10 now, and I'm up to the point really where I can't do a whole lot solo anymore. And I don't know anyone that's playing it. And any time I'm on, I seem to be the only person in the town. I mean, I'm in the beginning town. You really can't leave it.
Huh.
Until, you know, until you complete the main quest line or whatever.
Oh, well.
But no, I don't think I'm ever going to be desperate enough to actually go back to World of Warcraft.
No. I don't see you doing that, but we know people who have reinstalled it and
played
it a little bit.
Raven Cry, unfortunately, is saying that they're twitching. Just anking for something to do, I guess.
Maybe, hopefully, this week.
Whoa, you really broke up there. Try again?
So maybe, hopefully, this week.
Yeah, you're really breaking up. We'll, hopefully get better in a few minutes.
Test?
Still distorting quite a bit. Let me, disconnect. Let me hang up on you, and I'll call you right back.
He's gonna hang up on...
Ha, 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 ha. Let's try this again. Testing.
I don't know. I'm the one that's supposed to be breaking up, remember?
Okay, that's good. That sounds a lot better.
The cubes of Interruk? I didn't know Interruk had cubes.
Cubes filled with unrivaled hatred. Okay, well, we do have a few announcements.
Dun-da-da-da!
The only thing I can really say about the SOE network being down officially is the issue is being worked on, and they hope to be up as soon as possible. That's pretty much playing on the official press release. We're working on it. So, that's that. Birthdays! We have to sick the birthday trolls on a couple of people here. The immortal Delmon, former host of EQ Tuesday and now the host of EQ Talk. You can find that at eqtalk.com, where he has a new partner, Alicious. They do I think they're doing every other week. At this point, it's not a live show, but you can download the podcast. EQ Talk, EQ2Talk.com. And Delmon is turning an ungodly age this week.
Oh, God, no.
And also this week, Jessica, Baby Bear, daughter of Tularu. So, happy birthday to Jessie.
Yep.
Daughter of Tularu. And now, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, congratulations on another year, you two. Jessie, the daughter of Tularu and the immortal Delmon.
Oh God, somebody needs to shoot Crawmie.
Why?
I was thinking June.
Oh, really? No idea.
Oh, and Gunther's going to bed.
Oh, good night, Gunt. But yeah, as far as the uptime for Sony, they're hoping sometime this week. Honestly, we don't know, and I'm not going to try to rabble rouse at all. They're going to be up this week or else. No, we're not going to do that. They're going to be up when they're up. My suggestion to you is find a backup until they come back. That's pretty much all I have to say about it. The Hermit is telling us that Microsoft just bought Skype for $8 billion. I did not know that.
Skype's been up for sale for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And also, ATI video cards were bought up by AMD, the rival processor chip company of Intel.
You just found this out.
I just found this out yesterday or the day before or something like that. And so ATI is no more. It's now AMD. So if you go to ATI.com, it'll bring you right to AMD. Well, Truthlight's saying that they got it like 3 years ago, but you know what? They just phased out ATI as a brand. You can't go to ATI.com anymore. So, bite my ass.
One bite?
I don't know. I got a big ass.
Well, boy.
All right, let's see here. Our good buddy Chedorella is back home from the hospital.
Hooray!
God, she was there for, what, 3 months?
Just about. Then she comes back and the servers are down.
Something like that.
Well, she's home now, so that means the servers have to come back up.
Exactly. I mean, Ched's gonna go apeshit on you guys. Ched's in the channel. I'm pretty sure it's like 3 months that she's been gone. And hoping she's feeling good and her legs are all better and stuff. And as soon as the servers come back up, she can get back to kicking some ass and taking names.
If you had to name one thing that you miss about EverQuest 2, what would it be? And this is for the channel too. One word, one thing.
One thing. I don't think I can narrow it down to one thing, really. But, I mean, I have to agree with Elena there, the friends. I mean, like, I posted on Facebook earlier today, I'm really missing my EQ2 buddies, you know? Even if I wasn't doing anything, I could just log in, hang out, and talk, you know? But no. And Saya sang the RP, and you know, Saya is very big in the RP community on the Antonia Bale server, and I can definitely see that. Clorny saying flying the Griffin, yeah. Crocus says guildmates. I don't see anyone actually voting for Cybersex, but I guess there's other ways to get that. Let's see here. Oh, and the question was posed a few minutes ago. Yes, Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Abe Vigoda is still alive.
I'm actually trying to find a sound clip. Apparently, Abe was on the Letterman show some years ago, and you know, they were doing a skit where they were saying, you know, he was falsely, you know, it was part of the script, but he was falsely announcing the death of Abe Vigoda, and then Abe came out from behind the curtain. I'm still alive, you twit! You know, he showed up for like 10 seconds just to do that spot. I'm looking for the sound clip to that, so I can play that anytime anyone asks me if Abe Vigoda is still alive.
We'll find it. I'll try looking. Sometimes I have luck.
You do. Sometimes you have.
I have the touch.
You've got the touch. You've got the power, yeah! Name that song and what movie it appeared in.
I don't know.
I bet Raven Cry is going to get this one. Come on, you've got the touch, you've got the power, yeah. No, not the touch. Transformers, yep, Raythea got it. The Transformers movie. Way back in the early 90s, late 80s, something like that. The original Transformers movie.
Oh.
We've got it downstairs.
Oh.
Predates all that crappy Transformers stuff that happened early 2000s. Yes, that's absolutely right. That's when they introduced Unicron. Unicron was voiced by Orson Welles, I believe. If I'm not mistaken. And, Galvatron, the next generation of Megatron, was Leonard Nimoy. See, folks, we just ramble on and on here. For those of you who haven't tuned in on the show before, yes, Clarny, we just said Unicron was Leonard Nimoy.
So, going back to the things that people miss the most, it seems like Friends.
Friends, RP, Guildmates.
Yeah, it's all wrapped into community.
What are you missing about EQ2?
Being in a good group with people I know and having a good time.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Again, community. And I think that's the biggest fear everybody has when something like this is down. You lose contact with those people that you're used to interacting with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you get together? Well, how do we stay together during this? We have Facebook for one.
Yeah,
we have
Facebook.
This channel. Mm-hmm. I know I can't. I'd have to get the RIC software running for me to get into the XAM chat.
Actually, you don't have to. I went to XAM before the show started, and
yeah.
When I clicked on the link for their IRC channel, it asked me if I wanted to open it with Mibit, which is the plugin that you're doing right now.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
You click on that, it asks, and then it asks for a login name. You log in, and boom, the XAM IRC comes up.
So we have, at least three things, and those that are closer have each other on instant messenger of some sort or another.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's not quite the same.
No, I know. It's not quite the same. Seeing sexy, thin-toned Jethel there and on the screen, then you see me in real life. Oh, my God, I thought you were a wood elf! You're an ogre! Ow! Ow!
And, by the way, happy belated Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day, you mothers. I called my mom. I wished her a happy Mother's Day. She sent me marshmallow fluff. so I can make fluffinutters. My mommy loves me.
Even your fluffinutters.
You can't buy this shit out here. The only thing you can find out here is marshmallow cream, and it's not the same.
I know, I'm just not used to it. I mean, you think I'm weird for putting peanut butter on pancakes.
That's not the weirdest thing.
I just can't get over your fluffinutter sandwiches. They're a little strange to me.
I made you the triple decker, didn't I?
The what?
The fluff, peanut butter, and raspberry jelly.
Mm-mm.
I didn't make that for you?
No. You've only made me peanut butter and the fluffy shit.
Okay, we gotta do the triple decker at some point.
And I talked him into making me a carrot cake. I thought I was asking him to commit murder there for a while. He did really good.
It's an abomination!
It's not. It's good. I don't feel so bad when I eat carrot cake.
I don't know. I just think there's something wrong about putting vegetables in cake.
It's good. It's good.
So, I mean, for our little group, I'm trying to piece together us, we like to have our movie nights. I'm trying to get our group together on the 21st. Which is not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And we'll do a potluck type of thing. I'll do a pizza or something like that. We'll have Talaru and Moon Mist both said that they'd be willing to bring something, and so did Urson. And yes, I did make the cream cheese frosting.
It was great.
I'm good, what can I say? I have discovered a love of baking. And I'm good. And matter of fact, the chicken that I made yesterday was really flavorful.
Yep, you did good on that.
And I just went by taste. I didn't go by any recipe on the rub that I did. Just like, this sounds good. Yeah, let's put a little of that in there. Pepper, 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 pepper. I love pepper so much. But, I just went on taste with it, and instead of using a chicken broth, or I should say a lot of chicken broth, I used a stick of butter, which is probably what helped make it so moist and tender. Xantor says I should make a cookbook. If you go to kithacore.org, you will see the last item on the menu is recipes. So you can go there and you can see the recipe I used for the carrot cake, the chocolate cake, my pizza, my special pancakes, and Elkin Jenna's triple chocolate fudge. Elkin's triple chocolate fudge comes with a video for you to look at and get instructions from. And
putting it to a rapid boil is a little bit of a... Yeah, if you don't know exactly what that means. You know?
If you stir it, take the spoon out, it is instantly a mass of bubbles again. That's a rapid boil. But, and as of yesterday, I know a few people emailed me saying that the website wasn't printing very well because they wanted to print out my recipes. I fixed that yesterday. I set up a special style sheet.
I keep forgetting. I need to get you a 3-ring binder and some plastic sheets.
Yeah, something like that. Just want to keep trying. I mean, I've got my recipes all stacked up in between the cereal boxes. So, yeah, so you can go to my chocolate cake recipe. I've got the recipe right there. A recipe for the chocolate frosting. I'll say this. That damn chocolate cake, that container of the unsweetened cocoa powder? The cake and the frosting itself took almost an entire container. That's a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, if we ever get a visit from Lyra, you know we have to make a giant jello cube.
Eat it?
We'll need to get a giant jello cube, and we'll have to, find... a Halloween store and get a little plastic skeleton.
Oh, is that inside the jello?
And put that inside the jello mold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. little plastic bones or something like that, you know.
That would be funny.
And then, you know, we'll glue a little a string to the plate, and we'll just inch it along so it wiggles. So it wobbles.
It wobbles.
And then we'll chase the cats with it. And the cats will be like, eek!
Speaking of gelatinous cubes, we were talking about that the other day, about one of the worst D&D characters ever, you know, mobs ever created, because what's threatening about a gelatinous cube? You can just step to the side.
Yeah. Now let me find that article again.
That was amusing. Yeah, I never thought about that. You see a gelatinous cube. What do you do?
Step to the side.
You having luck finding it?
It's...
He's digging.
It's been a while since I've read that article. Worst.
I swear sometimes we need the tape machine around with us all the time. We just start it when we're talking, because some of the stuff we end up talking about.
Okay, here we go. The 15 most retarded Dungeons and Dragons monsters of all times. So let's see here. Let's go down the list.
Okay.
The Roving Mauler, number 15.
What's a Roving Mauler?
A Roving Mauler, according to the picture, it is a lion's head with 5 rotating legs. So it's basically a lion's head and a bunch of legs.
Okay.
Let's see here. Number 14 is the gelatinous cube. So let's read what it says here. The gelatinous cube is an enormous block of ooze that roams through the perfectly square hallways of Dungeons and Dragons, devouring anyone foolish enough to walk directly into it.
See a gelatinous cube, what do? I walk directly into it! Yeah.
Where it went wrong. Why it's retarded. Unless an encounter plays out exactly like a steamroller scene in Austin Powers. Remember that? Stop! The guy's just sitting there in front of the steamroller as it keeps coming and coming. Unless an encounter plays out exactly like the steamroller scene in Austin Powers, we fail to see how a gelatinous cube ever kills anyone who isn't actually glued to the floor. In fact, we're pretty sure the Dungeons & Dragons guide reads, the first player to ask, can I just get out of the way, automatically defeats the gelatinous cube. Yeah.
What was the first one you read, and why is it stupid?
Oh, the Roving Mauler. Let's see here. Where it went wrong. Besides looking like something Sebastian Bach would airbrush onto the side of his monster truck, the Roving Mauler is little more than a biological liability. Does his head stay still while the rest of the body goes around in a pinwheel fashion around the desert? What's to keep its neck from snapping if the head goes spinning around with the rest of its body? How the fuck does he see where he's going on the horizon whirling around his field of vision like a kaleidoscope? And where does his lion dick go during all this? Hey, I'm reading this right from the article. Alright, what's next? The Krell, the Nell Beetle.
Okay.
What is it?
That one go around.
The Nell Beetle is a 9-foot long, flesh-eating insect with a giant trumpet on its head.
Okay.
Where it went wrong. Clearly, this is an example of miscommunication between the writers and the art department. As if it were to say, hey, you know what would really fuck this shit up? If the Nell Beetle had a huge horn on its head. Oh, a huge trumpet. Got it.
Oh, God.
Let's see here. I don't even know how in the world to pronounce this. The Senmerv?
What the hell's that?
Senmerv. What is it? The Senmerv is a wolf-slash-eagle hybrid invented, without question, by someone with a dream catcher hanging from the rearview mirror of their pickup truck.
Okay.
Why it's retarded. The Senmerv is what Toby Keith becomes. The Senmerv is what Toby Keith becomes every full moon.
Okay.
And as such, it fails to impress on every conceivable level. The only thing more ridiculous than picturing this beast clawing feebly through the sky like a Technicolor value jet is trying to imagine it standing upright on its hind legs, never meant for the task. So basically, it's a wolf that has eagle wings instead of front paws.
Oh.
How the fuck's this thing ever supposed to get around?
Don't know.
Alright, number 11, the Demi-Leak Lich.
The what?
Demi-Lich.
The
Demi-Lich. What is it? The Demi-Lich is a soul-eating floating skull that bides its time The Demi-Lich is a soul-eating floating skull that bides its time on a galleon full of treasure waiting for the Goonies to show up. What? Why it's retarded? Besides looking like a Pirates of the Caribbean alarm clock, the Demi-Lich seems to possess no tactical advantages of any kind. It just floats there, waiting for a party of heroes to smack it out of the air like a piñata. Number 10. Brain in a Jar. What is it? Just as its name suggests, the brain in a jar is a brain in a jar. This is a compromise of the original name, Brain in a Gnarly H.R. Giger Phallus.
Oh, no!
Where it went wrong? Why it's retarded. It's a brain in a fucking jar. Kick it over, who's gonna know the difference?
You come across a brain in the jar, what do? I poke the brain.
With a sharp stick.
It's done.
With that pointed stick. The Digester. Number 9.
The Digester.
What is it? The Digester is a man-sized creature that sprays the digestive juices onto his victim like a Jeff Golem in The Fly or the lunch crowd at Golden Corral.
Oh, God!
Why it's retarded. We admit, spitting acid into someone's face is pretty brutal. However, the Digester seems to be in desperate need of a head and one or two arms. According to the picture here, it's basically just two legs, a tail, and a spitter.
That's pretty sad.
That's pretty stupid. How the hell is this thing supposed to eat anything? All right, moving on. Moon rats! Number 8.
Moon rats?
Moon rats gain fierce intelligence as the moon becomes full for reasons that are not adequately explained. Why they're retarded. Rats to become super smart under a full moon are the only useful as villains on Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. Alright, what's next here? Next page. Come on. Ash rats.
Ass rats?
No, ash. Ash.
Not ass.
Not ass rats.
I'm sorry, ass rats would make better.
Ass rats would be something that Chris Jericho would call you. You're an ass rat! What is it? Ash rats are rats that are on fire all the time for no explicit reason.
Wait a minute. If they're on fire all the time and they're ash, what would you do? Just blow on them?
Alright, let's see. Why it's retarded. Walking into a battle while already engulfed in flames puts you a pretty hefty disadvantage. Realistically, all the hero has to do is wait a few seconds for the rats to burn down to a gristle and then just kick the damn things out of the way because they're fucking rats.
God.
All right. Number 6. The Grell.
The hell's that?
The Grell.
What is it? The Grell is a floating brain with jellyfish tentacles.
How is that different from the brain in the jar? It's got tentacles?
Well, it's not confined in a jar.
Apparently. Well, I guess so.
Why it's retarded. So, the D&D world really uses this whole floating thing as a crutch to make make ridiculous-looking monsters that would never be able to travel on land unless they were strapped into a car seat like in the back of a Chevy Malibu. Also, while the Grell is undoubtedly suited for the task for the task of scaring 9-year-olds, we don't think it would pose a serious challenge to a 7-foot-tall barbarian warrior that drinks the blood of the fallen. That head has the look of something that would fuck you up by poking it real hard with its finger.
What?
Alright. Number 5. The Atropal.
The Atropal.
What the hell's that?
The Atropal is a stillborn god fetus risen from the dead to confuse anyone at the end of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Basically, just a... it's a zombie fetus, pretty much.
You mean they took that baby that shows up at the end of the Space Odyssey that was really supposed to be an interpretation of the guy who is the space guy,
Hal?
No, Hal's the computer.
Oh, that's right, Dave.
Dave. In other words, that's Dave being reborn or something like that. It's all, you know...
Alright, why it's retarded. Despite possessing godlike powers... and being mental as fuck, the Atropal at its core is still a dead fetus. Here's a general rule for undead creatures. If the thing wasn't any kind of threat when it was alive, it's not going to be any problem while it's dead. So basically, just kick it out of the way. Number 4, the Hippocampus.
Really? That's a bad one?
It's a retarded one, apparently. When you were a little kid and someone said seahorse... this is what you pictured. It's basically a merman, but it's a horse.
Okay.
So the front end is a horse, the rear end is a dolphin, pretty much. Why is it retarded? The hippocampus doesn't seem like it would pose much of a threat. It looks sort of like, and I don't even know what the hell this word is, a character from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like its name would be the mermare. Or the Aqua Equestrian. And it would help the turtles each time they went to Atlantis.
Whoa.
Alright. Number 3, the Porcupine Cactus. What is it? The Porcupine Cactus explodes whenever anything comes near it, blanketing the surrounding area with a layer of thorns and internal organs. This is nasty.
That's nasty.
Why it's retarded? Outside of the pointless redundant combination, porcupine and cactus, kind of like saying snake and eel, the thing fucking blows up at the first sign of any activity, which of course makes it very easy to kill.
How so, when you're covered in...
Throw a rock at it and it explodes! What the hell kind of threat is that? Alright, what's this? The... Number 2, the Anglurian? I think I'm saying that right. The Anglurian is a breed of humanoid eel which lives in a patriotic society under the sea. Judging by the spear and the sarlacc mouth, the things down there aren't quite as whimsical as Sebastian the Crab would have us believe. Under the sea! Anyway, why it's retarded. Buddy, if you've got a mouth lined with thousands of razor-sharp sheep...
Sheep?
If you've got a mouth lined with razor-sharp teeth, huge, terrifying crab claws for hands, you don't need to jab at people with a spear. That's pretty true. All right, what's this? Number 1, retarded Dungeons & Dragons monster.
Wait a second. Dun-da-da-da!
The Gellan.
The what?
The Gellan is a creature that has to live in the desert to avoid completely freezing over into a block of ice. Sort of like the exact opposite of Mr. Freeze. And the picture of this thing is some sort of zombie-like creature in a half-frozen block of ice. Apparently it has to live in the desert to help the ice from not covering it completely. Why it's retarded? Being encased in something that isn't a giant robot really limits your combat potential. Really, the Gellan's best hope is that it, best hope is that passing bands of adventurers carve its ice prison into an angel or a swan or something instead of just chopping its head off. That is a retarded monster, you know that? So, what's your evil power? If I don't move into the desert, I'll freeze to death. Wow, you're fucked up. Anyway.
I don't ever remember a dungeon master having any of those.
Probably because they were too retarded to ever bring into any kind of campaign.
Brain in a jar.
Okay, so those are the 15 most retarded Dungeons & Dragons monsters ever.
So, well, maybe that explains why I have played Dungeons & Dragons and the DM will roll, look at something on the chart, shake his head, and roll again.
Quite possibly. And you're really breaking up again. Let me reconnect with you. Damn you, Microsoft, for screwing up Skype. Testing. 1, 2.
Why are you testing? I'm the one that's breaking up.
There we go. You're breaking up with me?
No.
Oh, good. Just gotta say. Alrighty. Well, I think we're gonna go ahead and take a music break here.
That would be good.
It would be good. So we'll be back in like 15 minutes. We're gonna play some music, and we shall return. Alrighty. And for those of you who were paying attention, yes, that was a brand new song called, what the hell was it? Crap.
You forgot the name.
Don't blame me.
Slipping.
Me?
Yes.
No. Oh, the night servers went down in Sony. Parody of the night the lights went out in Georgia. It's about Sony's servers being down. And a brand new Real Men of Norath. Mr. Wines, Bitches and Shout Channels, though no one gives a damn.
It is pretty friggin' annoying.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so glad there's an ignore feature.
I love the ignore feature. I only have 2 people on it, but still. Alright, so what else do we have to talk about? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing really. I'm just being playing a card game, letting my mind melt out of my ears.
Mm-hmm. I'm just browsing the web. I got nothing going on.
Nothing.
Really.
What everybody's facing right now.
Hmm?
It's what everybody is facing right now.
We need stuff to do. Things to do. What movies did we see this week? We saw Black Swan. How'd you like Black Swan?
It was interesting.
Talk about getting lost in your character, huh?
Yeah, quite a bit.
I thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was okay.
It was good.
Nothing I would have gone to the theaters to see, for sure.
No, but I'm glad we got it through Netflix. Somehow getting stuff through Netflix seems that we didn't pay for it, you know?
Yeah, in a roundabout way.
Yeah. But I thought it was a good movie. Let's see, we also saw Better Than Chocolate. So I thought it was an interesting tale of lesbian love.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, folks, it wasn't rated X. Let's see, what else do I have on this Netflix here?
We already talked about Downton Abbey, didn't we? Or did we?
I think we talked about Downton Abbey last week. I was getting into it. I really hope that they're supposed to come out with a second series, a second season on Downton Abbey. Kind of a early 20th century British aristocratic family going through the war.
Well, it was set in what, 1912?
Yeah. Well, the first couple episodes were 1912. Toward the end of the first season, they were in 1914. So they skipped ahead quite a bit after they introduced all the characters. So it's just the starting, you know, when the first couple episodes were dealing, you know, they had someone that they lost on the Titanic. Then toward the end, they start starting to talk about World War I starting up.
I like these type of movies, or it's not really a movie, it's a series.
Yeah, it's a series.
Where they bring in, you know, actual things in history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is just made up.
It was interesting. I think it's interesting. But yeah, I understand that they got signed up for a second season. But it's going to be a while before it's on Netflix, of course.
I know.
Let's see here. We watched Beyond the Mat, which was a behind-the-scenes look at professional wrestling that was done around 2000. I thought that was kind of cool. Give a kind of a human face to some of these characters. And, you know, really got into their personal lives more than just the behind-the-scenes stuff of the show itself.
Well, it's nice to see that even though they're rivals on the mat, they end up, they're friends behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like with Nick Foley and The Rock, I really like it.
Good.
What? Yeah. I just really like that.
Yeah, I like that they got in. Mick Foley's kids were very young during this documentary, and they made sure that they know, you know, that Rocky and Mick Foley are friends. You know, make sure to bring the kids into it. He's not really hurting Daddy. We're not really mad at each other. And then, you know, Mick got his ass handed to him, and, you know, it went a little too far and busted his head wide open and made sure the kids were right there. Doctor's taking care. Just have a boo-boo. Don't worry. I'm okay. You know, that kind of thing. I like that.
Well, you know, I really don't think I can agree with Nick Foley having kids that young at the ring to watch that.
No, I have to agree with you on that.
Well, when he saw the foot, well, first of all, number one, the mom is there with the kids, and she is having a hard time watching what's going on. So, of course, her getting upset is affecting the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to react badly, crying and getting upset and worried about Dad. You know, and if she had somehow been able to control her emotions at that point, which I know is extremely hard,
mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have been so upset, you know. But then when Nick finally saw the footage of that specific scene where the kids were losing it.
Yeah, he felt
and
bad.
Mom was losing it. Yeah, he felt really bad. He felt like a bad dad. And he's never felt like that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just, you know, this behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, I figured that these guys at least practice with each other. But I didn't know to what extent or what. So a lot of the animosity you see towards each other out there is, yeah, it's all scripted and stuff. And they probably go back and laugh their heads off over some of the stuff they do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, they were showing backstage while the pay-per-view was going on. You saw Triple H and The Undertaker sitting next to each other.
Watching
what was going on. And
that just blew me away.
And they were feuding at the time. So, yeah, I mean, it is true that most of them are friends behind the scenes.
But the main thing to what they're doing out there is what they can do to give the audience the best show they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming up with some of these things that they do, like, well, throw me off of this, you know, I can take it, and the crowd will just absolutely love that, you know?
Yep.
That's the mentality they've got. So they are there to get their butts handed to them. You know,
yeah.
More often than not.
Okay. Carowin is mentioning. Something. Game of Thrones. I wish we had HBO. I've been hearing nothing but good things about that. But, you know, I'm sure it'll come out on Netflix, and we will watch it then, but that looks good. I've been hearing nothing but good things about Game of Thrones.
And Game of Thrones is based on what now?
I have no idea.
What?
I don't know what it's based on.
It's based on something, and I don't remember. Is it a book, or...
Not a clue.
Does the channel know?
Crocus is saying a book.
A book. So my only guess is that it's staying true to the book, or else people would be hating it. Sort of like what they did to Wizard's First Rule and all that with the Seeker. They just ripped that one to shreds, even though the author was backing it, saying that this is a different, you know.
Well, the author was an idiot.
You know, it's like, no, people love the books because of what they are, and they're taking all the stuff out of context, and they're mixing up all the timelines, and when things happen.
Well, you know, that's just...
And it's like...
That's exactly the same complaint I have against the X-Men movies. And why, you know, we'll wait until X-Men First Class, we'll wait until that comes out on Netflix or something like that. I am not going to pay good money to watch what is clearly not the first class of X-Men.
True.
The first class was freaking Beast, Angel, Cyclops, Jean Grey, who else?
Well, they're billing it as the first class of an
O. But it's not.
Technically, it's not.
I mean, shit, man. I mean, you know, In the movie trilogy, they had Angel being the son of, you know, some development. He may have been in the story, but he certainly wasn't that young. He was in the first class of the friggin' X-Men. Anyway. I'm all for making movies of popular characters and stuff like that, but at least be true to their stories. I mean, yes, Xavier and... Magneto were friends before they, you know, split off and stuff, so, yeah. So they're keeping true to that. But come on, really?
Rest of it, yeah.
Give me a break.
Not buying it.
No, we're not going to buy it. We're going to see it on Netflix when it comes out. But, you know, but again, it's just like, when you're getting something on Netflix, it's almost like you're not paying for it.
True.
I mean, shit, with all the movies I watch on a monthly basis...
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm paying maybe 5 cents per movie. So for that, I'm willing to watch some crap. I mean, if you look at my account history, why do
There's
you
some
watch
doozies.
These things?
There's some doozies on there. Oh, my gosh.
2010, Moby Dick.
Yes, I watched it.
I can't believe you must have been totally bored.
Starring Barry Bostwick.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I'm not around when you do this stuff.
You know, honestly, the stuff I watch when you go to bed isn't even in English.
Why are you doing that to yourself?
Just because, you know, I'm usually on the computer and watching at the same time, and it's just something going on. But you know what the funny thing is I'm noticing with all this, like, Japanese horror that I'm watching? I don't have to understand what they're saying.
You don't?
I honestly don't. I mean, I can watch any Japanese horror, don't even put on the subtitles, and I know what's going on.
Is it that maybe you're just subconsciously picking up the Japanese language?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm picking it up as much as every story's been done, and it's been done to death. And I can look up going, da 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 da, yeah, she's doing that, she's doing, oh, I bet this is going to happen next. Yep, there it is.
Oh.
I'm a connoisseur of horror movies. And the only difference between American horror movies and Japanese horror movies is the Japanese premise that every human body is filled with 10 gallons of blood. Come on, we're just all bags of blood to the Japanese horror writers.
Blood, we need more blood. Mm. That's why I always have to tip my hat to Saw 1?
Saw is the only movie in recent memory that surprised me. I shouldn't say shocked me. It didn't shock me. But it surprised me. That no one saw that fucking ending coming.
No. And I had thought I'd guessed the ending a couple times. And it was like, no, it's not that either. Well, what the hell is going on?
Why is that body getting up? The body that's been visible in the movie the entire time.
No,
it's the killer.
Oh my god. Yeah, that really just blew my mind away. It was great, and I will always love that movie just for that fact that I could not figure it out.
People are talking about Thor in the channel there. And you know what? True to form, the Sci-Fi Channel came up with their own Thor movie. They whipped one out of their ass.
Didn't even change the name.
Oh no, they called it Almighty Thor.
Oh, and it's still Thor. Thor is in the title.
Yeah. Oh my. Well, yeah, they whipped the Thor movie out of their ass. They probably made it in 2 weeks with a budget of $5. I didn't watch it, but you know, I'm thinking to myself, Thor is gearing up to be a big movie. I wonder why Sci-Fi hasn't whipped something out of their ass yet. Oh, there it is.
you just gotta wonder about that. When I saw the preview thing for it, you know, Thor, you know, it's like, oh no, not again. No, they're not going to. Are they? Yeah. Yes, they're going to. How could they?
Oh, it's the Sci-Fi Channel. They're running out of shit to do. I mean, a lot of cable networks have nothing going for them. Let's face it. I mean, if it wasn't for NCIS, what the hell would USA have? They may as well just change the damn name to the NCIS Channel, because that's all they play all day long.
They also have Burn Notice and a few other ones.
Yeah, sure, but NCIS takes up like 50% of their airtime.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, the Sci-Fi Channel, when it first came out, it rocked.
I loved Sci-Fi when it first came
out. Oh, God, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, you could watch, they have a lot of reruns of old stuff.
Unexplained like Mysteries.
And yeah, Ripley's, all the good stuff.
The old Ripley's Believe It or Not, not with Dean Cain. I'm talking about, what the hell was that guy's name? He was in City Slickers, and he played on, hell was his name?
His name. I'm sorry,
hon. Gonna have to look it up now. Eureka is pretty good. They're gearing up for another.
I'm getting really. I love Eureka, but at the same time, I'm getting disenchanted with it.
I'm getting tired of the reset.
It's been commercialized, too.
Well, yeah, there is that.
You see all the commercialization in the show now?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, could you get the ad placement any more prominent?
They've done the reset like twice now.
Yeah, they have.
I think they've had like 5 seasons now, and they've had some kind of amnesia reset at least twice. Once on the second, season, and again on the fourth, I think, where they went back in time and changed everything.
Yeah. And that's an old plot, and I don't know why they're beating that to death either. That's why I say it's sort of, I'm becoming disenchanted. You know, I thought it was great. Eureka was great. But
Jack Palance.
Yeah.
These and others are things that a man named Robert L. Ripley challenged us to believe it or not.
Well, Jack Palance is king of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but then Dean Cain turned around and just turned it into a freak show. I mean, Believe It or Not was pretty much a freak show to begin with. But at least Jack Palance made it a classy freak show.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they did the newer series, and now it's just, Believe It or Not, this guy lives with a cat.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Not as meaty. That's what we're missing. We're missing meaty TV. Stuff you can sink your teeth into.
Hollywood, please stop screwing up our childhood movies with crappy, our childhood TV shows with crappy movies. I watched every episode when I was a kid of The Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. Then they had to come out with a freaking stupid movie. Ruined
it. Daisy Dukes.
Hmm?
Didn't like Daisy Dukes. Whoever played Daisy Dukes was a little butt cheek singer.
Oh, what the hell was her name? She's a singer. She's the girl that did the,
Chicken of the Sea. Is it chicken or is it tuna?
It was her.
Okay.
Can't fucking remember her name. But anyway, Jessica Simpson, thank you. But, you know, they just ruined it anyway. And then they tried to be politically correct during, you know, halfway through the movie. You know, they rebuild the General Lee's, a brand new freaking Charger. It's got the Dixie air horn and stuff like that. And then they go into Georgia and everyone's bitching and complaining through their windows at them because they have the Confederate flag on the roof. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Not my ass. Anyway. And they had the guy from Jackass anyway.
Well, then that ruins it right there. I've never seen it. The remake.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
It was definitely... Okay, I'll give it this. It was definitely a Dukes of Hazzard storyline. But,
okay, there's not much to that either, you
yeah,
know?
It was an hour and a half episode of the Dukes of Hazzard. I'll give it that. But, you know, they try to make it politically correct and blah, blah, blah. So,
no, you can't do
bite
that.
Bite my ass.
You can't do that.
Anyway, moving on.
We're two. We don't have
I'm not sure. What else are we going to talk about here? I think maybe we ought to just cut it short. I mean, instead of just rambling.
True. But if nothing else happens, we will be here next Tuesday regardless.
We'll
Somebody's got to hold the candle in the middle of the night.
So, yeah, we'll be back next Tuesday. Thank you all for tuning in.
Keep the faith.
Keep an eye on kithacore.org. You know, if I get bored and I might write another song or something, I announce it there first, and then on Facebook. You can go to Facebook. Let me get my Facebook thing here. Facebook.com. There you go. There's my Facebook link. You can go ahead and sign up as a friend. I'll post any new stuff or any news that I might have there. Or Twitter, of course. I always do Twitter. Twitter.com/Jethel. There we go. Twitter.com/Jethel. And you can find all that out at kithacore.org. I got a little widget right there at kithacore.org. Says follow us. I've got links to all my pages, including Elquin's YouTube page that has most of our videos. So I'm afraid that's about it for this week. I'm gonna come downstairs, probably fire up Netflix or something like that.
And if anybody wants to enjoy a really good find an object game, try Gardens of Time.
Gardens of Time
on Facebook. It's kind of neat. There's a storyline going on. You're dealing with other agents of time, and they're trying to figure out why everything's all mixed up. And you'd have to get into it, but at least it's not just here's a picture. Go find what's missing. You have a storyline. You have a garden of time that you build up as you go along, because you get status and gold and stuff. So you build up this garden where you leave all your extra objects that you find from your travels and time in. It's kind of fun. So, you know. It has find objects, and then it has find the missing objects. So you have two pictures, you have to find what's missing in the other one. I hate those. Don't know why, but I just hate those. The other ones I do pretty good at. And it's very well finished. If you ever played any Big Fish games before, which I'm almost tempted to go download one from, it's very polished. The graphics are very nice. They're crisp. They're engaging. So yeah, give it a shot. I mean, you can always kill it later.
Give it a shot. Do it. All right, folks, that's it. We'll see you next week. Hopefully the servers will be back up. We don't know yet. Okay, the Hermit wants me to play Zydrate Anatomy. Okay, so I'm going to play the Drunken Dwarf version of Zydrate Anatomy. Just because. Drunken Karaoke, Zydrate Anatomy, here we go. So we're going to play Zydrate Anatomy, and that's going to be it for the night, folks. We'll see you next Tuesday. With any luck, hopefully we'll be up next week, but we don't know yet.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Keep your fingers crossed, and we really hope it's just going to be safe when we get back. Just remember, as soon as the servers come back up, change your freaking password.
Yeah, and watch your bank accounts, guys.
Watch your bank account for anything interesting.
Check your credit card accounts, too.
All right. Zydrate Anatomy, Drunken Dwarf style. Good night, everyone. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwing Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Jeff. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.